I know you're going to be blessed today. Let's give him a warm welcome. He's evangelist. He's married to Evelyn. Evangelist Danny Lara. Amen. He's our new gen. And my God, and he's overseer. I'm so excited, man. God bless you, bro.
Got all these bikes over here. One of them got to work. I heard God is moving here in Albuquerque. Amen. I want to say it's good to be here where the chili is really hot. You know, I thought East LA had some hot chili. You guys take the cake. You know, it goes in and then it detonates inside, just blows up inside of you. I go, what happened here? I go, it tasted all right. And now, like, an atomic bomb went off of me. I go, this stuff is deadly over here. But I thank God that we got a church here in Victory Outreach, Albuquerque. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I come to church, I like to have a good time. How many came to have a good time? Shake the person next to you and say, we came to have a good time. Tell them to smile. Even if they got one tooth, one can opener. Say, smile, it's all right. You know, we used to party in the world. I don't know why we can't party in Christ. I don't know why we can't have a good time in Jesus. I don't like to be around people that are all sad, cara de hacha, but I like to have a good time. I can't look at the person next to you, and if they're not smiling, pinch their cheek and say, I'm going to pinch your cheek, man. And if I see someone not smiling, I want you to go have a pinch festival over there, okay? Because I don't like it like that, amen? I want to thank the worship team for helping. How many had a good time worshiping, amen? Let's give them a hand as they make their way down. I'm not going to sing right now, so you get, you know, I was like, I'm not going to rap either. I go, come on. You know, I thank God to be here. You know, it's good to be with my good friends, Pastor Dan and Sister Barbara Sanchez. And it's good to see Tony, man. I remember when he was a little guy. I don't know what kind of water he's drinking, but he got tall on me. And good to see his mom. And it's good to be here with family. Amen. And I want to let you know, this is a brand new year. Tell the person next to you, it's brand new. This is brand new. This ain't old. And if someone could give me my glasses right there, I could see what I'm reading. You know, that would be nice. How many brought your Bibles here? We're going to get right into the Word of God. Amen. How many came hungry this morning? Amen. If you have your Bibles, I want you to open up to the book of John chapter 21. I bring you greetings from the Mother Church. Great things are happening there with Pastor Sonny and Sister Kim. We're growing leaps and bounds, and it's good to see more young people going into the training center. God is getting ready for an influx of growth in Victory Outreach, and it's good to see young people answering the call of God. You know, it doesn't matter how young you are. If God's hand is upon you, you should answer the call of God. That's the only way you're going to be happy. If you want to be happy, listen to the voice of God. Amen. This morning, John chapter 21, verse 4. You have it, say amen. It says, early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called them out, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. And he said, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. And when they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. In the beginning of this scripture, it says in verse 4, it says, early in the morning. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come before you this day, God. And God, I ask, God, that your Holy Spirit would move here today. God, you be the one that speaks here. Holy Spirit, you're the one that teaches us and you're the one that guides us. God, you're the one that is able to reach deep down inside and do what you want to do. God, you gave me a word for this church, and I pray, God, that you would bless this church, God. I pray, God, you would bless them abundantly. Father, I pray, Lord, that we would grow in your faith, Father. We love you and we thank you because you are God. I come against every force of hell. I come against every demon that is on assignment here. Today we cast you out in the blood of Jesus. And Father, I pray, Lord, that you would just loosen your presence. God, I pray that you give me the strength. God, help me with this thin air over here in this city. But God, I pray, Lord, that you give me oxygen from your Holy Spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, we claim victory here today. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, before you're seated, why don't you give somebody a hug and say, I'm glad to sit next to you. Tom, you look good. And then you may be seated. Amen. You know, we had a good time up at the winter retreat, and I believe God did some thorough jobs up there. And, you know, the scripture right here says early in the morning. How many have ever got up early in the morning? Sometimes you have to get up early in the morning so you won't hear all the madness that's going to happen in a couple of hours. You know, like, hey, where's my shoe? Or like, hey, somebody's got to sign my homework, or who's going to pick me up? And all this noise starts coming, and then you turn on the news from the desert to the sea, all of California, all of New Mexico, and it starts telling you the weather, the traffic. You start hearing all this noise. But if you get up early enough, it's really quiet, and it's really nice. And the Bible says early in the morning, not late in the day, when everybody was all awake. The Bible says early in the morning when everybody's still asleep. Have you ever got up early in the morning, the city's still asleep? And you look out, man, everybody's still asleep out there. You know, everything's gone. Everything's real quiet. But the Bible says that Jesus, he got up early in the morning. And I want to challenge you this year. Get up early in the morning. Some of us like to get up at 1. You know, especially you young people, you're on Christmas vacation. You guys got up at 3 in the afternoon. You're struggling when you got to winter retreat. Like, why are we getting up? You know? And the thing is, God wants us, he wants us when there's no noise. Sometimes we got to shut off all the noise. You got to shut off all the Wi-Fi. You got to shut off all the music. You got to shut off everybody's yelling at you. You got to shut off all these alarms going off. You got to shut it off. And the Bible says that early in the morning, you know what the morning means in the Bible? It means a brand new dawning. And the morning means a brand new start. It means a brand new day. And I want to let you know, 2018, it's a brand new day. It's a brand new start. I don't know what happened in 2017 in your life. Maybe you went through some struggles. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you went through some hard times. But this is a brand new day. Tell the person next to you, it's a brand new start. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new dawning. You know, and some of us, we need a new start. Look at the person next to you. They need a new start, some of them. You go, man, you need revival, man. What you need is you need me to lay hands on you with a 5 of clubs, you know. Some of us need to get a touch, amen? The Bibles, they looked at the Bible. The disciples, they looked at Jesus. And, you know, the Bible says that the disciples right here, they all ranked out on Jesus. They all ranked out and they went back to what they were used to doing before they met Christ. The Bible says that they went back fishing. Some of us, we used to do some crazy fishing. We used to go fishing for heroin. You go fishing for drugs, fishing for meth, fishing for a girl, fishing. We did a lot of fishing. But I'm going to tell you something. You don't have to fish no longer because Jesus is in the house and he's here to answer your call today. The Bible says, call unto me and I will answer you. Some people might not answer you. Some people are like, I ain't answering that. That's the devil. You know, it's a bill collector. You know, you put it down. But the Bible says that if you call Jesus, he will answer you and he will show you great and mighty things. The Bible says that Jesus is telling these disciples, listen, without me, you can't do nothing. You think you could do it. You think you got it together. You think you do everything on your own willpower, your own strength. But without me, the Bible says, I am the vine. You are the branches. Apart from me, you could do nothing. And you know, it seems kind of harsh when he says, you could do nothing. What do you mean you can't do nothing? You know, I could hit that person in the head. I could walk. I could drive. What do you mean I can't do nothing? But I want to let you know, without Christ, we're like a walking dead. We're like a zombie. You know, we're barely existing. And, you know, we need Christ in our life. Sometimes we think we got it all together. Like, I don't really need, I think I got this. You know, have you ever did that? I got this. You tell your wife, you tell your husband, I got this. You know, I don't need your help. I don't need you to help me to do this. I don't need you to show me how to do this because I got this. Are you going to cook it this way? I want to cook this. I got this, they tell you. And then when you taste it, you ain't got nothing. You go, this tastes terrible. You didn't have it. You know, I remember when I came up in the ministry, I was like a young whippersnapper. How many ever been a whippersnapper? You know, I was talking loud and I was doing all kinds of crap. And you know what? I was involved in a lot of ministry. I had Royal Rangers. How many remember Royal Rangers? You know, I was a Royal Ranger commander. I was a Little League coach. My pastor, Sonny, he was on my Little League team. Now he's my pastor. And, you know, I was in charge of a drama. I did sound. I did all these things. Well, one day, the youth were having a barbecue. How many like barbecues? How many like to eat? This morning you're going to eat. Amen? So put your napkin right here because it's about to get sloppy in here. Amen? Put some gloves on. You're going to have some barbecue up in this place, you know? And so what happened is, you know, I used to get these things called traffic tickets. How many ever got traffic tickets? And, you know, I used to fill up my glove compartment with them. You know, I had a bunch of them. I used to check the oil with them, like, ah, another traffic ticket. You know, and I'd get to the car and I had all these traffic tickets. You know, something happens to these traffic tickets if you don't pay them. You know, they turn into these things called warrants. You know, it's called a fail to appear. You didn't appear, you didn't pay the ticket in front of the judge. Now you got to stand before the judge. Well, anyways, I was on my way to a barbecue and a popo pulled me over. Boop, boop, boop. And I'm cruising and then I go, what is he pulling me over for? And he goes, do you know why I stopped you? And I go, no. He goes, you passed that stop sign back there. And I go, oh, okay. So where's my ticket so I could just throw it on the floor, you know? And so then I'm waiting for the ticket. He goes, give me your license. I gave him a license. He went back to his car and he ran a make and he said, step out of the car. And I said, step out of the car. What's going on? I thought we were going to take a picture. And then he goes, put your hands behind your back, assume the position. And, you know, he gave me the handcuffs and we were on our way to jail. And I go, what am I going to jail for? He goes, you have a lot of tickets. I go, I can show you the tickets. They're all right here. He goes, yeah, well, you didn't go to court for those tickets. So now you have to go to jail and go to each court that you didn't go to those tickets for. And I said, what? I go, I got tickets everywhere. I got tickets in Bakersfield. I got tickets in Compton. I got tickets in East L.A., everywhere. And so I remember that I went to this little jail, and I go, this ain't right. I go, how are you gonna go to jail for traffic, for a parking ticket? You know, and so then, you know, God has a way of humbling us. Amen? I remember that from the local jail, they took us to L.A. County Jail. Now, let me tell you something about Danny Lara. Danny Lara got saved when he was 15 going on 16. I never been in no county jail. I've been at your juvenile hall, little camp here and there, you know, the local jail, but I never been in no county jail. When I got to county jail, it was different than the home. It was different than Victory Hour. I go, wait a minute, this is crazy. This is not a conference center, you know, and they made us do all kinds of stuff, and they put all kinds of stuff on my hair, and then what happened is they let me make a phone call, and I got real demanding. I said, you know what? I'm going to call Victory Outreach. You know, who's going to do sound for them on Sunday anyways? They got to get me out of here. And so then I called the office, and Kathy Clark worked there. I go, Kathy, I'm over here in the county jail. You got to get me out of here. And she goes, well, I don't think we have the budget for that. And she goes, how much is it? And I told her, I go, I got a lot of tickets. She goes, well, I'm sorry, mijo. You know, and then I go, where's Pastor Sunday? I got to talk to Pastor Sunday. I go, I got to go over her head. She's not listening. And then she said, well, Pastor Sonny, he's in New York, and we can't get a hold of him, you know. And I go, do you know where I'm at? Do you know who I am? I run the Royal Rangers. I run this play. I do the sound. She goes, I'm sorry, we don't have the finances for that. And then what I did is I started calling everybody. I started calling Tia Cebolla. I started calling my mom. I said, I'm sorry, Mio, I don't have, you know, your mom, you know. She goes, what do you want me to do, saw your sister, you know. She goes, I can't make tamales this quick and sell them and make all that. She goes, I can't get you out. And I called everybody that owed me. And everybody that owed me just hung up. And they go, bro, I ain't got that kind of money. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry I owe you. And then nobody could help me. Days went by. I went to one county jail in Compton. It was crazy. I almost got stabbed in there. And then I went to another county jail. I go, where did I get this ticket at? You know, and every morning, this bus would pick us up and take us to a different court. And the judge, he would say, case dismissed, but it wasn't dismissed. I would have to go back to the county jail and go to another court the next day. And I was just tripping out, and I was mad. I started calling the home. I started calling, I get the guys together and do some car. Got to get me out of here, you know. And nobody was listening, and I was getting mad. I was getting mad, and then I remember my grandmother. How many thank God for grandmothers? My grandmother, she didn't come to bail me out. But the thing about my grandmother, she was a woman of God. And my grandmother, she used to always tell me things. She said, listen, when you're ever in a jam, call unto the Lord, and he will answer you and show you great and mighty things. But my grandmother, she said it in Spanish. She said, clama al Señor y él te responderé. And I kept hearing that in the county jail. I go, I remember what grandma told me. If I call unto the Lord, he's going to answer me. And I remember in the county jail, we were walking to go to dinner, and these Bloods and these Crips, they got into it, and they started stabbing each other right in front of me. And we were walking, and they just kept stabbing this one guy in the neck. And I remember this one guy said, if anything comes down, just keep walking. Walk over them, but don't stop. If you stop, they're going to think you're involved. And so, I didn't learn this in the home. They didn't teach this at the ranch. You know, and so then I go, I got to do how they do it here. So I just kept on walking. And I go, man, that guy's bleeding. No one's helping him. And I kept on going. And then I started saying, I'm not supposed to be in here. I'm not supposed to be in here. And that night, I remember that night, I cried unto the Lord. I said, God, help me. You got to get me out of here. And I remember that scripture. It said, call unto the Lord and I will answer you. And I remember that morning, I got released. You know, somehow word got to Pastor Sunday. He came in town. He said, you got to get him out of there. We need a sound man for Sunday. Or I don't know. I don't know what he did, but he said, got to get him out. And in the morning, I was out. I was free. I was like, man, I'm out of there. But I remember this, God telling me something. He says, with me, you can do all things. Without me, you can do nothing. You can't do nothing. You can't do nothing on your own. He goes, I was waiting for you to call me. You were in there for a whole week. You called all these people. You had a problem. You started trying to call pastor. You called the office. You called the home. You called your grandma. You called Tia Savoy. You called everybody, and nobody answered you. All you had to do was call me. I've been waiting this whole time. Some of us are going through problems. Your bills are stacked so high. You got nothing in the cupboard. If you got beef this morning, I want to tell you something. Go to the person that called you. Don't go to the pastor. Go to God and say, listen, I got beef about this. I need help. And God, I'm going to tell you something. He will answer you. This year, in 2018, if you got a problem, go to God. Call unto him, and he will answer you. He's going to answer you, and he's going to respond to what you have. But sometimes it takes us to be humble. Sometimes we have to get humble. Tell the person next to you, you got to stay humble. You know, some of us, God wants to do something in your marriage, but you got to humble yourself. Wives, don't nudge your husband. Sometimes it's you. Husbands, sometimes it's you. Sometimes we get our kids all involved in all kinds of extracurricular activity. Well, if I get my kids in sports, then they're going to be good. If I get my kid to do that, let me tell you something. What you got to do is get your kid involved with Jesus. Get involved with someone that can deal with the heart, not with that someone can deal with the outside. Go to the King of Hearts. Go to King Jesus. Amen. How many love Jesus here? Is there anybody that still loves Jesus? You know, I went everywhere, but I didn't go to Christ. You know, and the Bible is saying to the disciples here, Jesus is saying, listen, I was with you 3 years. I was with you 3 years. We had some good times, some bad times. Some of you I told, get behind me, Satan. I did all that. We had some good times together. And I did this before. I made the fish multiply. And everything was cool. I healed people, and people got healed, and blind eyes were seen and everything. But I want you to remember all the words that I spoke to you. I want you to remember everything that I taught you. I want you to remember everything that I said to you. And that's the thing. Sometimes we got to remember all the words that God has spoken to us. Remember his voice. Sometimes we hear all kinds of voices, but we can't remember what his voice sounds like. And, you know, when I got saved, I want to tell you something. It was old school. There was no UTC. There was no ONG. There was no high school summer impact. There was no gang warriors. There was no home. There was a men's ranch where I was at, and everything was old school. But I remember they had this thing, this saying they used to say. I remember people used to say this. The Lord spoke to me, brother, and he told me that you're in the flesh. And then I used to... You know, when I'm in the home and somebody tells you, you know, brother, you're in the flesh. Why don't you go in that prayer room, go in there, get out of the flesh, and then come talk to me. Because I could tell right now the Lord just spoke to me, you're in the flesh. And then I go, how did he speak to you? Does he have a microphone in your ear? How does that happen? He actually spoke to you. Come on now. You know, and I used to trip out when people used to say, God spoke to me about you, or God told me to do this and that. And because, you know, when I was in the home, you know, we used to sit, where's the men's home at? Is the home right here? We used to sit all together, all the ranch. We all sit all together. And then the choir used to go up. The choir used to go up, you know. And we used to look at the choir sing. And then the guys in the home, we used to say, see that one right there? The Lord just spoke to me. That's going to be my wife. She shall be my wife. Watch, bro. She's going to be my wife. We're going to have kids, a big family. She's going to be mine. So don't even look at her. Don't even think about it. Don't even pray about it. Don't fast for her. God spoke to me. You know, and we used to say these funny things. God spoke to me and told me that I was going to do this. But on the other hand, there were some guys that said that, and they were serious. I remember Pastor Sunday got up on a Sunday morning. He said, we were on St. Louis Street, and he said, you know what, this church is going to go leaps and bounds. He said, we're going to have a big choir. We're going to have an orchestra. And we're going to have this and that. And we're going to have churches all around the world. And he used to say these big visions. And we used to sit there and we're like, man, he's on a good one today, man. He goes, yeah, we're going to fly all over the world. God's going to use some of you. Some of you are going to be pastors. Some of you are going to travel all over the world. Some of you are going to go to a city and you're not going to come back. Some of you are going to win souls. Some of you are going to do this. And he started saying all these things. And we look at him like, okay, I don't know what kind of coffee they gave him in the green room or what. That Puerto Rican coffee is getting to him. But, you know, he said, we're going to be a lighthouse to the world. And, you know, we're going to plant churches. And, you know, things are going to be different. It's not going to be this small church in East L.A. And, you know, some of the things he said came to pass. A lot of the things he said came to pass. You know, some of us, God speaks to you. God speaks to you and he says, don't buy that house. And you go, I don't know what it is, but God told me not to buy that house, so I didn't buy that house. And then, you know, I didn't feel good about it. Sometimes God speaks to you and said, no matter what it takes, you better get to that women's convention. No matter what it takes, you better get to that men's convention. I got something for you. No matter what it takes, you better get there to that prayer meeting on Friday night or that all-day service. You need to get there tonight because I got something for you. Has that ever happened to you? During the week, you're working and say, this happened to me. I was at the mother church and I was doing something. And then God said, no matter what happens, you got to get to the service, the first service at the mother church this Sunday. And I go, but God, I'm somewhere Saturday night. I'm going to come back late. I don't care where you're preaching at, but Sunday morning, be there at the mother church in the front row. I have something for you. And I remember I would go preach somewhere and I got back late that night and I forgot about it. Then in the morning, God told me, I got something for you. You going to get ready? I got something for you. And I remember I go, I better get ready. And then even my wife says, you got back late last night. Why don't you just rest? And I go, I got to get to church. And then she goes, well, I'm going to go with you then. All right, let's go. And so we got to church. And I go, I don't know what you have for me. But I remember I sat in the front row. And I remember they had this guest speaker. You know, and I go, oh, I didn't know he was going to preach. And then before he preached, he goes, you know what? I'm going to get into the Word of God. But before that, I want Danny Lahr to come right here. God's got a word for you. And he started laying hands on me. He started telling me things that I didn't know about, you know. And this morning, God wants to take you into different waters. God wants to take you in uncharted waters, and he wants to take you to things that you don't know about. But the thing is, you need to listen to that voice. Tell the person next to you, you need to listen to the voice of God, you know. Sometimes people tell us stuff, and you go, that's not God. But you know when it's God. You know, and I thank God that some of us, God speaks to you. He tells you, get to that retreat. Some of you young people didn't want to go to the retreat. But God said, you got to get to that retreat. And how many thank God you went to that retreat? Amen. God spoke to you. God has a word for you. God comes through. God has a word for those that are going to the training center. God wants to bless your family. Sometimes God speaks to us in different ways. Some of you women here, you have an anointing. And you know what it is? I walk into a kitchen and I go, I can smell that anointing. I go, man, this lady's anointed. Have you walked into somebody's house? You go, ain't no anointing happening here. You go, this cold house, man. I don't even smell toast cooking. You know, they're not even warming up a burnt tortilla or something. But in some houses, you go, oh, Shando Rakia. You go, there's revival happening in here. You walk in, you go, man, this is good. And some of you women, God has anointed you to bless people. Some of you, God has anointed you to make that special dish and go take it to another family. You know they're sick and stuff. You have all the ingredients. Maybe you don't even have the ingredients. You should go get those ingredients, get on that stove and get that anointing going and take that pot and say, I'll pick up the pot later, but God told me to bless you. Some of you guys, God has blessed you abundantly. And God has told you, you need to bless those guys in the home with that suit. And you say, how about if I sell it to them? No, God is saying, I want you to go old school. I want you to just give it to them. Some of you have a computer, and God is saying, I want you to bless one of those young people. I want you to bless the office with that computer. Well, I'll sell it to them. They got money. Why don't you go old school, and why don't you just give it to them? Amen? How many like to go old school sometimes? You know, when I was in the ranch, I had a crazy director. His name was Eugene Rodriguez. You know, I was in Boys Ranch, and I remember that everything was good. We were blessed by the food. I mean, they would kill a cow, and we would have steaks and ribs, and they had pig, and so we'd have bacon and ham and all this stuff. But I remember that he would make sure everybody was taken care of except for him. And then I remember one day he called me in his house and that he lived there. And I went and he said, have a seat. And I sat on his bed and I go, what's up with your bed? You know, it had like a spring. It almost stabbed me in the back. He goes, oh, my bed's all messed up. And I remember that I told the boys, like, we got to pray. The director needs a new bed. This thing, he gets stabbed every night. You know, it's all lumpy. It's like a Magic Mountain ride, you know. And I remember that we prayed, and I remember that this company came and gave him a brand new king size bed. And it was brand new. It was like the hotel. It was real nice, real soft. You just sit on it. You want to go to bed, you know, forget the rest of the day. And I remember he was all blessed. He got a brand new bed. But then he got wind that Pastor Sonny and Sister Julie needed a bed. So you know what he did? He said, back up the truck. We're going to take this bed to them. They need a bed. They need it more than me. And then I go, really? Are you sure? Because look at those lumps. Are you going to go back to the lumps? He goes, don't worry. So we put the bed on the truck, and we went down to West Covina. And I remember we backed it up into Pastor Sonny's house, and he knocked on the door, and he said, Pastor Sonny, God told me to bless you with this bed. You know, and he goes, oh, glory. You know, he was all happy. And Julie goes, oh, I'm so excited, you know. We have a brand new bed. Ours kept breaking the leg. It was all slanted. They were sliding, you know. And I remember we gave him the bed. And on the way back, I told the director, I said, what are you going to sleep on now? He said, let me tell you something, Danny. When you give to God, he'll give it right back to you, but in a bigger and a better way. You got to understand that. He'll give it back to you, but in a bigger and a better way. And I go, I don't know about that. Because I was new saved. I go, I don't know about that. But all I know is I got a bed that I'm sleeping on. And you're sleeping on lumps, you know, on a sack of potatoes over there. And he goes, watch, you'll see what God does. And within a week, that company found out what he did. And you know what the company did? They gave him another brand new bed. And you know what? They also did this. They gave all those boys a brand new bed. He got a bed. She got a bed. We all got a bed. It was like, Oprah, you got a bed. You got a bed. And we all got brand new beds. And he said, I told you. Remember what I told you what God was going to do? And I said, no way. I go, I thought you were just like one of those guys. Woo, you know. You know, you get all, you know, excited over here. But, you know, you're not getting blessed. And you know what? God wants us to give. He wants you to give of your time. He wants you to give of your talent. Some of you are so talented, but nobody knows it. Some of you guys are very talented, and God wants to use you. You know, some of you, God wants you to give of your finances. God wants you to give. He wants you to give. He wants you to trust him. That's a hard thing to do, is to trust God. God wants you to trust him in 2018. How many thank God for 2018? Not 2018, 2018. You know, God wants us to be blessed, you know. Let me tell you a secret. When you get to heaven, you can't get to heaven with your pockets full. You know, you can't go with all kinds of riches of the world. It doesn't matter. The streets are of gold. You know, get out of here with all these quarters, you know. And the thing is that some of us, God is asking this morning, he wants change in our life. He wants change. You know, there's some of us that need some change inside of our lives. God did that to me a while back. I remember some of you, maybe you don't know, but my name was different. They used to call me Homeboy Sermon, you know, and I used to fly all over the place. I used to rap, you know, with Pastor's daughter, Sister Natalie. And I remember that we'd go to these big baseball fields, and it used to be packed out. And I remember that I would sign autographs. Sometimes they would pick me up at the airport in a limo. And then we'd get to the place where sometimes I would open up for the Straight from the Hood. I would open up for the Duke of Earl. Sometimes I would open up for Nicky Cruz, you know, for his crusades. And God had me going everywhere. I remember going to this one town, this one city, and they had my name up on their lights. It said Homeboy Sermon, and it says Duke of Earl. And I was like, wow. I go, and then one time I went to a city, and they go, you know what, you're number two in this city, in the radio. And I go, really? I didn't even know it went on the radio. And people were, you know, they're asking me for all kinds of autographs, but then God told me one thing. He said, I want you to change. And I said, what do you want me to do? He goes, I want you to give a Homeboy Sermon. I go, this is good. Souls are getting saved, and you're telling me. And he goes, no more ironing the khakis in the hotel room, getting the Pendleton ready, shining up the sunglasses. I want some change from you. I'm going to do something in your life. I want you to preach the gospel. Not only do I want you to preach the gospel, I want you to reach a generation. And just not a little generation, I want you to reach a whole generation. And I started saying, God, but this is a good thing that I'm doing. You know, it wasn't bad what I was doing. I wasn't like rapping for the world or singing for the world. I was doing something for God. People were getting saved. And I kept saying, but God, people are getting saved. And God said, I want change. And it kept going on. And then inside, I was feeling miserable. I was not happy. Have you ever been there? You go, you know what? I'm not where I should be. And I go, I could keep doing this and I could keep flying. And the money was great. I bought a brand new car with cash. You know, all this money that and they were paying me cash. I would take no rubber checks for nobody. I go, no, this is cash if you want that music. You know, and I remember that God was blessing me. God was blessing me, and God said, listen, I'm going to take – I go, what am I supposed to do? And he said, just do what I tell you. And I remember I had to step out on faith. And God started showing me a generation. He showed me the new generation. He started showing me this generation, no one's touching them. And this is – you have to get them before they start using drugs. Get them before they start putting a needle in their arm. Get them before they go to juvenile hall. Get them before – you know, my hand's upon them at this age. I could use them. They could preach the gospel. Somebody has to believe for them. And I said, all right, God. And so I started to reach junior hires. And then I go, God said, not only junior hires, I want you to reach high schoolers. Where are they going to go after they graduate junior high? Were they going to go back to the world? Are they going to go to the world? So God told me, how about high school? And I started reaching high schoolers. And then we started the gang warriors. And all these things happened, but it wouldn't have happened if I didn't change. I would have still been there ironing my khakis in a hotel room waiting to open up for this rap. And it was cool. And I took a lot of pictures with all the homies and stuff. But listen, where are the plays today? The Duke of Earl's not around. Straight from the Hood's not around. But you know what? Who knew? God knew. God said, I'm setting you up. I'm setting you up. And some of you here this morning, God is saying, I'm setting you up. I need change in your life. I'm going to take you to some waters that are uncharted. You've never been there before, but I need you to trust me. I need you to trust me, and I need you to walk by faith. I need you to hear my voice, to hear what I have to tell you. And I thank God that I did, or else I would have been stuck back there in homeboy land, you know. And it was a good thing, but you know what? God wants to move us on to bigger and greater things. And I believe God wants to move this church on to bigger and greater things. Amen? I believe God wants to start something new here in this church. This is 2018. God wants to do miracles. God wants to bless this church with abundance. God wants to bless this church with finances. God wants, you don't have to even worry about that no more. It's going to be a different kind of worry. But God wants to do something in your life. You know, some of you need to disciple people. God's been telling you, you need to take some guys under your wing. You got to show them the ropes. Some of you, I need you to show them how it is to live for Christ. You know, I remember a while back, there was this one kid. This one kid, he came from Europe. He came from London, and he goes, I want to come here for the summer. And he came to the mother church for the summer, and he was staying at different people's houses. The summer was ending, and, you know, he goes, I'm excited, man. We're hitting the streets and all this. He goes, but in a month, I have to go back to London. He goes, I don't want to go back to London. I go, well, don't go back to London. He goes, well, I don't have a place to stay. And then he goes, if I go back to London, my whole family's not saved. He goes, I'm going to be back in the world. There's nobody to take care of me there. They don't have a big youth ministry there. And so he said, can you ask somebody in the church to see if they got a room I could stay at? And I go, okay. So I went around asking people in the church. I go, you know, people with big houses, amen. How many are blessed with a big house here? We're going to go to your house tonight. Anyways, I go to their house and I go, hey, bro, I got this guy right here. He needs a place to stay. And then they would look at me like, I don't know. He's kind of weird. He talks Cheerio and all that and mate and all that. I go, well, I don't know him. And they would say no. I went to, and I felt like Mary going, you know, trying to find a hotel room for Jesus to be born. And everybody kept saying, there's no room at the inn, you know. And I go, what kind of Christians are these? And then God spoke to me. How about you? Why don't you let them in at your house? And then I go, God, I only got one bedroom. What's he going to do, sleep in between me and Evelyn? You know, and so then after that, I remember that I threw it out to him. I go, listen, I don't have a big house. As a matter of fact, I have a small apartment. But if you want, you can stay on the couch. He goes, I'll sleep on the couch. I thought he was going to say, no, I'm going back to London. I got my own bedroom. He goes, no, I'll sleep on the couch. And I go, man. And then, but you know one thing that God spoke to me? He said, let him sleep on the couch, but I'm going to show you something about this young man. My hand's upon him. My hand is upon this young guy. He goes, you have to believe in him. And I remember every morning we'd wake up and we would talk, and sometimes I would share scripture with him. And I showed him the ropes on how to walk with God. And he was there a couple of months. Month went by, then almost a year. Then finally he got a job and he got his own place. You know, he was thankful and everything. And then later on he got married. And then there was a time he even went back to the world. And then he came back because I went and got him. I said, no, man, I invested in you. You ain't going to go back. And I said, you're staying with the Lord. He goes, man, thanks for, you know, he goes, I sometimes get sidetracked, man. Thanks for getting me. And so then I remember that he got it together. He got a big family now. And he bought a house and everything. And he's got kids. A couple of months ago, I saw him at church, you know, because I always saw him. And he says, I want to bless you. I want to take you to lunch. And I go, that's the Lord right there, bro. And so after church, he takes me to lunch. And I go, he goes, get whatever you want on the menu. And I, you know, I went through and we ate really good. And I go, hey, man, thanks for the lunch. It was cool. We walked out. He goes, wait a minute, man. It's not over yet. He says, I want to tell you something. I owe you. I go, what do you mean you owe me? He goes, listen, nobody took me in. Nobody believed in me, but you believed in me. He goes, I owe you. He goes, I ate your food. I had to get used to it, but you cooked good. He goes, and I was blessed. I know I slept on the couch, but, you know, I was blessed living with you guys. I know it was small and little, and we had to take numbers to take a shower and all this, but I was blessed, and I thank God for you. And even when I left, you went back, and you pulled me back, and you brought me here. He goes, I wouldn't be here. He goes, I want to bless you today. And I go, what do you want to bless me with? He goes, I go, you going to get me a suit? He goes, no. I'm going to buy you a brand new car. I'm going to buy you a brand new car. I said, get out of here. He goes, what kind of car do you want? I go, well, when I woke up this morning, I wasn't thinking I'm going to get a brand new car. I go, I don't know. He goes, I'm going to take you shopping. So he took me to all these dealers, and he got me a car. He got me a 2017. It was just a couple months ago. He got me a brand new car, fully paid, 10-year warranty. It's got Bluetooth. It's got everything. And you know what? There was a time where I got mad at God. I got mad at God. I go, God, you want me to go preach? And this car that I have keeps on breaking down. You know that I preached in Las Vegas, Nevada, and you know who brought me? A tow truck. My car died in the middle of the desert, and the tow truck brought me to the pastor's house. And he goes, this is the first time an evangelist ever showed up on a... And I remember that they took me from the tow truck to the hotel room, and I go, God, what is this? You know, I can't preach the gospel going in a tow truck. And so let me tell you, I had beef with God, so I said, you know what, I'm not going to call Pastor Sonny and tell him, hey, man, I got a problem here. I remember what the director said, if you got beef, take it to God. He's the one that called you. And I said, God, I can't be doing this. Now, how am I supposed to do this? I could go get a new car, but how am I going to make these payments? I'm living by faith over here. Then all of a sudden, I get this brand new car, and I remember, like, I go, are you serious? Then I looked at him, and I said, you got a big family. You got all these little girls. You got a house payment. You got all this. He goes, let me tell you something, Danny. I just sold two houses. God has blessed me. He goes, I can't take it with me. All I remember is that you blessed me, and I want to bless you. I'm blessed, and I was broken. I was broken, and he said, I'm happy now that you're blessed. And, you know, there's some people here that God is telling you to bless somebody, but you have to learn how to, like, let it go. Sometimes we want to hold on to it, but I'm going to tell you something. God will bless your life. And you know, when you begin to bless people, when a church begins to bless people, you know what it does? It begins to spread. It spreads like wildfire, you know. And I thank God, and he said, listen, I can't take it with me. He said, I'm young, but you know what? I don't want to honor somebody after they pass away. I don't want to honor somebody at their funeral. Oh, yeah, I want to thank God because he helped me, and he pulled me out when I backslid. Because I don't want to do that. I want to bless you right now that you're alive. You know, I don't know how long we both have to live because I want to bless you right now. And, you know, this morning, I believe that God wants to bless this church. Tell the person next to you, God wants to bless you. You know, God wants to bless you now. He wants to bless you right now. And I want somebody to come to the piano. You know, 2018, it's a brand new start. It's a brand new start. You guys have a brand new building. And God, and with the pastor, his vision, hasn't it changed this place? When you guys came in, it was like, I ain't going over there. But then all of a sudden now, you know, I feel like I'm in the house of God now. You know, the girls' restroom, I heard it's all blessed in there, you know. Heard you guys got a waiter in there and everything. They feed you breakfast, you know. But the thing is that some of us, we got to do this. We got to go old school. You know what Pastor Sonny told me? He goes, hey, Danny, how's it going? I go, I got blessed with a brand new car. He goes, what? And he goes, look, it's outside. Him and Julie, they went inside the car. He goes, bro, this is nice. And then he turned to me. I remember what he told me. He goes, you know what this is? This is old school. In the old school, people just say, you know what? God told me to give you this car. God told me to give you this bed. God told me to give you this. God told me to give you my watch. God told me to pay your way for this. God told me to do that. God told me. God is the one that told me. Man didn't tell me. God told me. And God is looking for people that will say, God told me to do this. God told me to do that. And, you know, I want you to stand to your feet because this is a brand new day. This is a brand new morning. It's a brand new dawning. God told me he wants to bless this church. He wants to start with you. But it takes change. It takes change. You know how hard it is to let go of something? You know, I remember a guy coming up to me and say, hey, God told me to bless you with a computer. I go, all right, give me the computer. He goes, I'm going to sell it to you for $300. And then I go, that's not blessing. I go, if you're going to bless me. Don't give me a price. But sometimes we want to make something out of something. Let me tell you something. You give to God, he'll give it back to you in a bigger and a better way. But the thing is, sometimes there's needs here in this church. All these needs would be met if we listened to the voice of God. If somebody said, you know what, that family needs help over there. I should go bless them. I should go do this. I should go old school. And you're here this morning, you know, Jesus saying this, call unto me and I will answer you. You know, by yourself, you can't do it. Maybe you're here this morning with every head bowed and every eye closed. Maybe you're here this morning, you've been searching for answers. You know, you tried in drugs, you tried in sex, you tried in money, power. That will not satisfy your soul. The only thing that will satisfy your soul is Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. And Jesus is saying this morning, I want to change your life. And you, what you need to do is surrender. The Bible says, call unto me and I will answer you. I will show you what you're searching for. If you're here this morning, you say, you know what? I need Christ in my life. I have to be born again. I need to be saved. You say, Danny, I want you to pray for me. If that's you, I want you to come to the altar because I want to pray for you. If you're here this morning, God is telling you, I want you to give. I want you to give of your time. I want you to give of your talent. I want you to give of your life. I want you to change in some areas. I want you to, there's some things I want to do through your life. I want to make you happy. But you got to change. I want to take you to some waters that you've never been. Set a fire down.